It's time for Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Brought to you by the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian.
And Anna Maria Clement here at Hippocrates Wellness.
Well, we hope to God that all of you are having exceptionally good time in your life. And if not, the question is why. I hope you're also willing and ready once again as we get together as a family community all around the globe weekly to open up your minds and heart, because we're going to talk about some really interesting progress and how people can change and how important movement and exercise is.
And we're here with Gil Asiambre, who was just at the Institute with his friend who needed big time to be there, and he needed Gil's support. Tell us, Gil, tell us what happened.
Well, you know, I went there obviously for the number one thing was to support my best friend, and that was the number one thing for his kidney issue. So when he went last year, he said, "Joe, I'm bringing you there. You have to go with your mentality. You're going to love it." So this time he kept his promise, and he did bring me.
Yeah.
And in back of my mind, I you know, the number one was to help Eric, but of course, even a healthy fellow like me, I went there for a little bit of a, not the ego, but selfish reasons to be able to deal with some of my past trauma that I wanted to go down there and heal as well. So I just had an eye awakening experience that I wish I would have got 10 years ago. There's a reason why it didn't happen 10 years ago and it happened now. I had to go through the learning curves of life, and in spiritual, it was 100 times more what I expected than what I got. And I got just as much from the staff that I did from the people attending and as guests of Hippocrates.
Yeah, well, I mean, the transformation, you know, let's go back. Eric, your buddy, his family members came and healed cancer with us years ago.
14 years ago.
Yeah. It was that long ago.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
14 years ago. And I know this lady, and she is vibrant. And she was in her last stages of the cancer.
Yeah.
And when she beat the cancer, she had told me this well before I even knew about Hippocrates. I knew the story. I just didn't know about Hippocrates and you two. So it was an amazing story back then that I didn't know about yet. And it was, for her, it was amazing. It was, for her, it was obviously life-changing. Mm. And she became a believer. And then she got so far since she got well, she's still cancer-free.
Isn't that great? Yeah.
That's the way
to
go.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. And Eric, of course, like most of us here in North America, and you're up in the eastern provinces, if people listening do not know where it is, Canada on the far east end, you can almost touch Europe from there. That's where he lives, in a beautiful, beautiful, unadulterated place. I mean, it's really... picturesque is too small of a word for it. It's just stunning. And it's like you would picture the 1600s or 1700s and how beautiful landscape would be at that point. But Eric got a little out of control and gained weight back. I know he tried to be healthy over years. And did you know each other because you're a professional exercise physiologist? Or how did you know each other?
Yeah. Well, he hired me to train him and to lose weight. And of course, as an exercise physiologist, personal trainer, for me, my success always came with, if I don't attack the brain, the mindset first, I'm just a personal trainer. So if I don't get into the psychology part of it, I won't be successful. And that's the number one thing, right? Most people have to hit rock bottom.
Yep.
Before they make a big change in their lives. Yeah. And, I was waiting for that moment where, that right moment. I kept on training him. And I waited for that light to shine. And when that light shined, I knew then I was going to make this huge progress with Eric. And when he wanted to make that leap he really wanted to help others. It's like he saw the light and he just wants to help everybody now.
So, and he lost a lot of weight.
That changed him.
Yep. And through and everything.
That's 91 pounds.
91 wow. pounds.
He first went to Hippocrates.
But it was something
that's
more.
The whole human body.
Yeah. There was something more important, though, that was going on. Tell us about that.
Well,
you know, I can't speak for him, but there's always an underlying condition why we got to where we got, where she put all his eggs in success for his business.
Yeah.
And it's like an incredible businessman. And how smart this fella is, you know, with him, you know, leaving school at, I don't really know what grade, probably before grade 9. And to have the mindset to create this business, you know, from the rock bottom to where he got it today was amazing, you know, with his education.
But and, like many of these people, their kidneys are going down.
Yeah,
we talked to many. So his kidneys were not
exactly
well.
Exactly. You know, that's, you know, that could be caused with a lot of things, overeating, over drinking.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a lot involved on why the weight gain thing. You know, obviously there's a metabolic syndrome there. So there's a lot going on to be able to deteriorate the kidneys. And we all know that most people, it's not like it's a liver where it's a regenerative thing. But with technically, you know, how do we explain 21% to above 30%, you know, without, you know, modern medicine?
Yeah.
How is that achievable?
Yeah, that's amazing.
This is it, yeah.
That's beautiful. Well,
our whole life we've been watching people who were told they need dialysis come back.
Yep.
And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk to the worldwide audience about how incredibly important it is for you to focus in on things like your lungs and kidneys. Because the prediction by the World Health Organizations in medicine today are by the year 2050, half the population will have lung disorders like COPD or worse, and half the population, maybe some of the same people, by the way, will have kidney disorders. Now, what's that world going to look like? Well, we better not have that world occur, and we have to change our ways. We have to change our diet, our mindset, and that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. Just give us a minute.
Well your world and transform your life. Hippocrates Wellness has been healing people, reversing chronic disease, and boosting immunity and longevity for over 70 years. Located in West Palm Beach on 60 lush tropical acres, Hippocrates Wellness has a program for you. Call them at 561-471-8876. Reserve a consultation and tour today. Visit their website at HippocratesInst.org. Call 561-471-8876. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian
and Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. And we're here with Gil Asiambre, who was recently at the Institute, and with his best friend, who did amazing. So we just found out with you that you've really worked on this kidney-lung connection. Tell us more about that.
Well, the lungs obviously are part of the respiratory system, but from what I'm not a scientist. I'm my own scientist. I test most of my theories and some of my findings on my client and myself. I think that's why I became pretty successful at translating, doing a metabolic analysis on people. So I get to see all the biomarkers. And when I see all the biomarkers, I see where, let's see if I've done one on Brian. I know all the biomarkers where you're strong in and where you're weak in. No matter how gifted of an athlete you are, you're going to have biomarkers that are off, that are low. And then I look at turn it over to the respiratory system. I take those biomarkers and how do I improve the respiratory system? And for going back, the kidney and the respiratory system, when someone actually had kidney issues, I noticed that their biomarkers on their spirometer test. When I do a spirometer test, I'm testing your full lung capacity. I'm also testing how much can you expel of your full lung capacity in that 1 second. We call that FEV1.
Yeah.
When we divide these two numbers together, it gives me a percentage. Can you expire above 80% of your lungs in that 1 second? Now, I have to take, of course, your age, your ethnicity, male or female, your weight, your height, into effect of what your predictability would be. But I am finding a lot of results when you're kidney damage or kidney issues, kidney diseases, that they're deficient in their lung capacity.
Yeah.
Now, what I work with my clients, I work the number one issue, no matter what biomarkers my athletes are on or people of longevity. The number one thing that I fix first is capacity. So if you have five 5 kilometer biomarkers on the testing. If you have 2 out of 5 that are below, you know, your predictability, I'm going to attack that first.
So then, you train them to breathe in a particular way. How do you work with that?
Well, for capacity, I'm only training the lungs with the respiratory device. The other one is through some training without a device. So I got certification with, like, say, Patrick McEwen's, who's Oxygen Advantage. So we do a lot of respiratory training, how to increase your CO2 tolerance. That's going to help you not hyperventilate. Because if you're more tolerable to CO2, you're not going to panic as much to catch that breath so fast. So
yeah,
to fix people with hyperventilation or anxiety or depression, I teach them how to burn down their breathing frequency. So yeah, instead of breathing 13 times a minute, I get them to breathe 4 to 6 times.
Wow, big difference.
Maybe
30-40%.
Yeah, that calms your nervous system.
This just came to my mind. I mean, so we're working with people with disorders, but what happens when you take a superior or super athlete like you? I mean, you're an extreme athlete. And so let's imagine we get a relatively healthy person. Hmm. When you're doing what you do to a sick person, tell me the advantage for a healthy person.
A healthy person, meaning an athlete or just a healthy person in general?
General or athlete?
An athlete like myself. For me, I've been actually hitting this point a lot with the powers to be, all the top respiratory trainers in the world. I developed my program where I kind of debunked some of the stuff they say. But we have 5 zones when we train. So zone 1 would be a leisure walk with your dog. You're burning fat, but you're not really building mitochondria. You probably know what mitochondria are. You know, the more mitochondria we are, the healthier our cells are, right? And cells and so forth, our brain. So zone 1 will build a little bit, but it's not hard enough for the metabolic system. So zone 2 is where we burn the most amount of fat as a fuel. So we can, you know, oxygen will turn ATP cells, which will be 36 ATP cells, into energy. But there comes a point where the heart rate goes up. Let's just use my heart rate. My heart rate, at 154 heart rate, I switch fuels into a 60-40, meaning 60% carbohydrates and less fat, 40% fat. And the harder my heart rate goes up, it burns less fat and just goes to carbohydrate. Mm. Now, a lot of the people, the athletes, are always training in the upper zones. What happens with this? Number one, if you're always training on that, it's very oxidative stress. It also, you're deteriorating your muscle, because if you're training too long in this period and you run out of carbohydrates, what's your body going to do? It's going to revert to eating itself.
Muscle.
Start eating its muscle.
Yeah,
so we got to keep our muscles safe.
This is the baloney that's not correct scientifically, the ketogenic people are talking about. They're actually saying that this is what works when you have a high-fat diet, but it really is not true. It's not true at all. As a matter of fact, it goes the opposite direction. So it's really amazing.
Yeah. So exactly. Well, and so when we go through the higher zones, I test what we call, every athlete wants a VO2 max test. that's just one of many biomarkers that I test for. But the VO2 max is how much oxygen that the body can absorb. It's basically per milliliters per kilogram per minute. So I devised the goal. I'm going to bring myself to the highest VO2 max because I want to walk the walk, not just talk the talk. I want to make sure that, you know what, I'm experimenting myself and I can use myself as a guinea pig for my experimentation and then introduce it to a select few. So I was able to bring my VO2 max 3 years ago. I think I was 61, which is very high. Now with my breathing, I taught myself to breathe about 90% of my, remember a while ago I said the power lung, that 1 second output. Well, I take that biomark, that spirometer reading, and I'm going to try to breathe 90% of that. So I taught my body how to do this naturally. Right. It's not a natural way. It's not natural at first to do. But with some training, I was able to bring my body to be able to breathe 85 to 90% of it. Wow. Now, on those fourth and fifth zone, what happens? I'm not breathing as fast. So I'm not breathing 60 times a minute like people suggest to do. Because to be able to get that proper gas exchange, it can take up to about 0.85 seconds. Well, if I'm breathing 60, 65 times a minute in my spinal zone, like that zone five or your heart rate that it's max, if you're not giving your gas exchange enough time to exchange the carbon dioxide and exchange the oxygen. So, and plus, where I'm trying to tell the experts is, your body becomes in a panic state.
It's almost like you're dying. It feels like, oh my God, I'm dying.
Yeah. It's called tachypnea because you're starting to shallow breathe, but you're breathing fast. So by breathing deeper with all my subjects and myself, I was able to bring up, now I'm 50 in 1 month, I was able to bring my VO2 max to 70 milliliters per minute. Per kilogram.
Wow, you know, this, so the listeners will know what that means.
Yeah.
That would be like an 18-year-old Olympic athlete. Hmm. So what?
Exactly. So now, how does a 50-year-old able to achieve that?
Yeah.
Well, you just practice.
Breathing.
So what we've been discussing is the incredible importance of breathing. Hmm. Now it transforms people biologically, psychologically, and even spiritually. This is why prayer, meditation, contemplation has always included breathing. And we come back, he's going to tell us about people he's seen transform by doing this. We're going to be right back.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian.
And Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. And we're here with Gilles Asiembre. And, you know, he's a super athlete. He's working with his breathing, like you could hear, and it makes us all exhausted. We think, how can we ever get that?
We're all bad breathers.
I know. So we're alive, but
I'm healthy, but dying from bad breath.
Well, thank God our food is so full of oxygen, so it's helping us a lot.
Yeah, thank God.
And we're living in Florida, close to the ocean, so we get some. But the give us three cases that you worked with and, you know, where you are successful.
Oh, well, I get really excited about this one. He became a friend after he's been a client. But this guy has pulmonary fibrosis. Mm. I'm not going to go into too much detail what fibrosis is, but let's just say there's a lot of
tissue in the lungs.
Nodules in his lungs. Exactly. So he got one lung removed. So he only has one lung. And Adam Fatt, an incredible human being, a huge story. behind him as he was in the U.S. Army and so forth. He only has one lung, and he is trying to raise money for pulmonary fibrosis. He came to see me. His one lung is almost the size of my two lungs. So he got a test, a pulmonary test, last year before I worked with him. It's a 4.69 liter for one lung. And he's got like a tiny part of the right lung left. So he came to me, how can I climb Mount Kilimanjaro for a fundraiser?
Oh,
like,
wow.
Mount Kilimanjaro is 19,500 feet, dude.
We'd have a hard time.
Okay. So I'm ready for this fight. I said, but you got to listen to me 100%. And of course, I'll do this, you know, free of charge, because I want to see 6 feet and I want to see what's going to happen with you. And I didn't know what a one lung client could do. He brought his lung capacity with my training, with my device through. He got 5.80 liters with his last pulmonologist. Did a spirometer test. I think his pulmonologist was confused. It's about 1.3 liters extra of SVC.
And you're talking about compared to a guy with two lungs, a normal. Yeah.
I got 4.9 liters, two lungs.
Exactly.
One lung is bigger than my two lungs.
Isn't that amazing?
Now, that's just one. It's fine to have a big lungs, but if you can't use it,
Now, tell me, did he climb the mountain? You got to get to the punchline here.
Not yet. It's January, the mid-January, so it's going to be on the Guinness World Record. So if you follow me, you can go on o2max.ca and follow me, and you're going to be able to see Adam Fack achieve, because I know he's going to achieve.
So go slower on
and be on the World Book of Records.
Yep. Give us slower how people can watch Adam.
Yeah.
So go slow and spell it.
Yeah, go. I would add Adam is obviously ADAM. Fat is FAATZ. And you can find him on pulmonary fibrosis. If you Google his name, you're going to see his adventure and follow him. He's an inspiration with people with lung diseases. He never took what his doctors was going to say and that he was going to just, die of this disease. He actually grew his lung. His coordination.
That's an incredible story. So give me another.
Yeah. Well, my buddy Eric, he was almost like one of my first subjects years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the one with the kidney issue.
Yeah.
And she had his two lungs, his predictability, he should have been over 5 liter two lungs, but he had 2.4 liter, he had severe asthma. All his statistics were horrible. It was scary, horrible. And I was like, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? So we brought him up to an extra 1 liter of oxygen. So the remainder for him was to lose body weight. And I hadn't tested him since he went to the doctors this time at the weight of 309. He might be at 300 right now. So because the last part for him was to lose the fat around his organs. When you're losing the fat around his organs, you're going to increase the mobility of his lung. So with him, by giving him that one extra liter, he avoided asthma attacks. And his asthma attacks were so severe that if he didn't get to a hospital, the doctors, a couple of times said that he would have passed away.
Wow.
But he has not had a asthma attack since he started respiratory training. Even though we only got a liter for him, he's probably above a 2 liter now. So he's probably above 4 because of the weight loss now.
Wow.
And I'm anxious to actually test my theory if he is above 4 liters when he gets back into Canada.
Mm. That's so fantastic, yeah. Isn't it?
And then the third case, if we still have time, this guy had COPD. And when you divide the two ratios, remember the total lung capacity and the other one, which is the power lung, it was 49%. Mm. I didn't want to work with him, but he said he was going to lose his engineering license if I didn't help him. He didn't want to go to a pulmonologist. I said, okay, I'll help you, but if we don't help you in the next 6 weeks, I need you to go see a pulmonologist. So I helped him, and literally on a short, long story, we gained 2 liters of lungs. So we made his lungs nice and flexible. We got rid of the mucus. We got rid of the inflammation in his trachea and bronchioles and bronchialis.
Mm.
And I trained him so hard on his FEV1 that it grew, I think it was a liter and a half, and he got you D1, he was able to start jogging. Now his percentage, he went from a severe COPD, asthma. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know exactly what he had. But we brought him from a severe limitation to a minor limitation.
Isn't that
amazing?
And this
guy is so grateful. He can ride his bike. He even jogs. He's like, am I allowed to jog now? I'm like, yeah. Well, sure you can. Yeah. Just don't overdo it, because you don't want to create inflammation in your lung. Mm-hmm. You do it, but do it in a respect your body.
So important.
You're not a big athlete.
It was so nice to spend time with you and feel and listen to your enthusiasm and the great work that you're doing there in Eastern Canada. But people can get in touch with you from all over. You don't have to be in Eastern Canada. Yeah. I presume you can do it. So your phone number is 506-777-7012. So say it again, 506-777-7012. And we look forward to learning what he did going up Kilimanjaro. Can you imagine the middle of January this is going to happen? And until next week, all of you aspire to go beyond your wildest dreams, and you'll achieve it. But you have to have that aspiration so ingrained in your reality that it becomes reality. Be well. Till next time.
Thanks for listening to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org.